Beyond Pretty is an alphabet book that highlights many of the examples that we should be telling little girls outside just focusing on their physical beauty of how they are amazing for having different personality traits, things like ambitious and brave, caring, daring, magnanimous, lots of different worlds, because I want to incorporate every type of girl so every girl can find herself in there.
This seems like it's a popular book. I had just seen one at a museum, an art museum, just a couple of weeks ago that was Strong is the New Pretty, and it was very much along the same lines, only not quite like your book in that yours is, I think, a little more rudimentary, perhaps for a younger reader. What is your target demo?
I think it both is, it's mostly toddlers, but it does extend some into early readers because we do have those larger words in there that help with vocabulary building, such as gregarious or magnanimous. Urbane is in the book. So there's some great words that children that are a little bit older can also start learning and learning what they mean, because I sort of provide a definition for each word.
You are a mom. Your daughter is how old?
She is just about 20 months now.
Okay. That was part of the impetus for writing this. Talk a little more about why you created this book and why you think it's necessary.
Well, I realized a lot with her that people would tell me constantly, oh, she's so pretty, or hi, pretty girl. And I do it all the time, too. I'll be like, oh, good morning, pretty, and smart. You're also smart. And it's just something that we tend to instill in little girls constantly, is this idea of beauty and a focus on physical attributes as opposed to focusing on their personality and their other strengths. And I think it's really important that as a society we remember that we need to, with girls and women, also take the time to mention other things, because too often when those personality traits come out, we categorize them as being negative. And like if a little girl shows leadership skills, she's called bossy for taking charge, and that's not fair. Little girls should be able to be ambitious, and we should encourage that in them because it's a wonderful thing.
Are you kind of offering then some advice to really not compliment a child on their looks, or can you do that as long as you add other things with, or how should you, in your estimation, address a child or compliment a child?
Well, I think it's okay to compliment looks. I think, you know, it's as a human being, it's nice to hear that you look nice, but I don't think it should be the main focus of our looks, of our wording. I think it's just important to sort of integrate other compliments into our vocabulary when we're speaking to young children, because that's the foundation for how they sort of develop their personalities and, you know, how they develop the things that they hold to be true about themselves and where they're going to put their focus and what they're going to try to cultivate in their personalities and as who they are.
You are a former contestant on America's Next Top Model. In one way, I guess some critics might see it as hypocritical that you would create a book like this, but in other ways, you are exactly the kind of person that needs to create this book. Do you hear anything of that respect?
Somewhat. I hear people be a little bit surprised, knowing my history in modeling. And I found when I was modeling that it was very strange to me that people would be so surprised if you showed any kind of intelligence, because there's this societal view that it's rare to be attractive and also be intelligent, which is absurd. But we have this sort of idea that it doesn't coincide, and that's not true. Many of the models I know, I mean, they've been traveling the world since they were 14, and they're cultured and brilliant, and they've experienced all these different amazing things that have made them into that. And I don't think appearance has anything to do with your intellect. And unfortunately, we a lot of times associate the two in a negative way.
I think that covers all the questions I had for you. Was there anything else you'd like to mention?
Not that I can think of, aside from I hope that, you know, you'll pick up a copy of the book if you listen to this and check it out. I think it's a great book. It's also, you know, not just for little girls. It's something that we need to instill in little boys as well and in society. You know, if you look at what's going on in Hollywood and things like that right now with all the media and everything else and how women are portrayed and all the time they're not given the other side of being able to show their wonderful other attributes other than just beauty. It's something that we as a society do, and I think that instilling this in little boys as well helps cultivate us to move on as a society from doing that and focus more on seeing people for who they are, not how they look.